Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen and take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Now, you are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I think you're here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. Now, anybody can find a partner to settle down with, but few of us can find our soulmate. So how do we distinguish a true soulmate from a life partner? And how does a soulmate enrich our lives in ways that no other person can? My guest today is intuitive psychologist, relationship counselor, and author Dr. Carmen Hara. And she wants to help you discover if your partner is in fact your soulmate. And she'll share the secret to finding your heart's other half. Carmen will be taking your calls and questions on the air. This is a good time to call 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I will bring Carmen on the air in just a minute. But first, would you please take a second and head over to fogcitypsychic.com? That's a great place to find out more about upcoming classes and events, what's coming up on the radio show. You can even book a private intuitive consultation with me. And I'm hosting a free call on Wednesday, August 1st, and I would love for you to be there. You know how passionate I am about the importance of a daily spiritual practice, right? But making room for that can seem like an obligation or a hassle or something that you know if you try it, you're just going to flake out on it anyway. So I'm hosting a free call to share some practical tools that you can put to use right now to jumpstart your daily spiritual practice. I want to show you ways to connect in seconds, to really feel that connection, and to shift your thinking about spiritual practice to make it something fun and desirable to return to every day. You can sign up for the free call at fogcitypsychic.com/practice. And now, Dr. Carmen Hara is a world-renowned intuitive psychologist, relationship counselor, and she's the best-selling author of 6 books, including Everyday Karma and Holiness. She combines her intuitive gifts with her knowledge of cognitive psychology to help clients break through negative cycles, decode their divine destiny, and strategize a meaningful life and brilliant future. She's one of the most in-demand therapists and intuitive counselors of our time. She's been on national shows like The View and Good Morning America, and she's been featured in magazines like Vogue, Us Weekly, even The New York Times has hailed her life work. Dr. Hara hosts her own weekly show on Hay House Radio called We Are One, in which she shares her knowledge and wisdom to enrich her listeners' lives. You can find out more about Dr. Hara and her work at carmenhara.com. Carmen, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I love your show. I love that it's called Out of the Fog, because a lot of us are still there in the fog and we don't know how to get out. So I think you're helping so many people by bringing the awareness and making people understand how miserable it can be to be in the fog and how powerful it is to be in the light and to understand every move you make and how to get the best of your life.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. I really do feel that way. I think a lot of people are feeling stuck, feeling maybe a little scared, a little lost. And if there's a way that somebody, of course, the good work that you do, you shine that light for people, show them a path, help them follow the path to their own power, to their own enlightenment. So I love it. Thank you very much. You're here to talk about love and relationship. I'm dying to know now, because I've been looking at this all week. I'm getting ready for the interview. What is the difference between a soulmate and a life partner?
Well, it's a big difference. I mean, a lot of people settle for a life partner because they just want to get married. They just don't want to be alone. They just find somebody who's nice, who's okay, who seem to have the same goal in mind, being settled in a relationship. But, you know, a real soulmate relationship is when it's two people against the world. It's the person that you love because he has so many flaws, or you love him for his mistakes, or you just simply don't want to envision your life without him. So there's a world of a difference when it comes to I just am with someone, and after 20 years of marriage, I realize that I don't have that connection. That karmic situation is not there, and we just compromise. Versus feeling like every single day that goes by, you more and more in love, and you just don't want to see your life without that person you are with. So the excitement is always there. The connection is there. You stick by each other. You are a reflection of each other. You are brought together to learn together, or to sort of adjust to each other. It's so powerful, a soulmate relationship versus an ordinary relationship that you can have with somebody who doesn't have that kind of mysticism, that kind of magic about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this kind of information, I mean, being able to make that discernment, to look at someone and go, soulmate or life partner, that's important information to have, whether you are currently in a relationship or whether you're making a commitment to a new relationship or whether you're not partnered, right? This is good stuff to know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, if you're in that kind of soulmate relationship, you always have that kind of a sense of being intense. A soulmate relationship is more intense than a normal relationship. In many ways, in a good way, sometimes even in a bad way, you know. And you're mentally inseparable. You know, when you're a soulmate, you feel that mental connection. You feel secure. You feel protected by the person you are with. Also, numerologically, so interesting. There is a way that you can, if you understand a little bit of a concept of time, and if you learn a little bit about numerology, even in terms of the energy connection, because numbers are forms of energy, even there you can actually define whether the person who you are with is actually a soulmate. If those numbers match, if that energy is complementary, then the other person, the person you are with, complements the sphere. It's like, imagine you are half of the sphere, and the person coming into your life will feel perfectly, will be the other half. You know, if those pieces don't match, it means there's no match. It means it's just some kind of a compromise. And unfortunately, a lot of people live in life so those kind of a compromising relationship just because they don't want to be alone. So even from that point of view, from the perspective of the energy, from the numerological perspective, even there you can see the compatibility and the power of the so-called soulmate karmic relationships.
Wow. Well, if it's all right with you, let's take a very quick call from Melissa in St. Louis. She has a question about soulmate and life partner. So Melissa, are you with us?
Yes, I am, ladies. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Have you
my
got a question?
My greatest pleasure.
I guess, question. I feel pretty securely that I probably have had the opportunity to have been married to two soulmates in this lifetime. One has passed, and I'm currently married to another. However, I think just through some life experiences and specifically some postpartum depression, real bad anxiety, biochemical stuff. I think that the connection and the magic, if you will, between myself and my second soulmate, with whom I'm now married, I think it became tempered or damaged or muffled or quieted. And I just wanted to hear what you might have to say about that.
Well, it's just intuitively what I feel is that the man who actually passed, your first husband, was a karmic relationship from another time. I mean, when two people meet and they kind of, you know, because we come from a drop of memory and everything about us is in that molecule we come from. So I feel that when two people met and they soulmate and they knew each other, there's that kind of a flashback. I don't know when you met your first husband, if you had a feeling of an instant karma, like you knew him, like you had to be with him. Did you have that or no?
I had that with my first husband and my current husband, actually.
Okay, because actually what you said is very interesting. It's possible that in a lifetime you actually have two soulmates, or even more. Or it's possible that in a life you never meet a soulmate. So it can go either way. So I do agree that you both cases are soulmate relationships, but I feel like the first one was a very karmic one, like a soulmate coming from another time. And the moment that karma was resolved, in a way or another, he walked away from your life, and he walked away by going on the other side, but I feel like the karma with him was completely fulfilled. Actually, I feel him very much around you, and I also think that he wanted to make sure that you're not alone, and I think that pretty soon after he passed, you probably met your second husband. With the second husband, I don't feel the same intense karma. I feel it's a karmic relationship that you create in this life. So you have to pay attention to all your action in this relationship, so this relationship is not damaged. I do feel it has been damaged in the last 2 years. I don't know if you agree with me. It has been damaged by all kinds of outside forces, like things from outside causing this relationship to go wrong. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. I should say that not necessarily that the two of you, it's almost like I feel this can be healed, it can be corrected, you guys can move on, and I do think that this is the man you will be with for the years ahead. I don't have a feeling that you have to walk away from this without, you know, resolving the thing that you've already created here. I think you love each other, and I think you shouldn't be so worried, because you guys are going to move forward, and you will continue to be a couple, and the situation can be corrected the way it is right now.
Wonderful. Melissa, thank you. Thank you so much for calling the show. Was that helpful information that you got?
Yes, it was, and I would agree, and it's nice to hear those kinds of affirmations. Thank you.
Oh, you're very
welcome. Thank you, my
DM. Thank you. And we're getting ready to go to break. I know that you have your own story of your experience with your soulmate. Can you share that with us after the break?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, because it's a beautiful story. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Carmen Hara. She's the author of the books Holiness, Everyday Karma, Decoding Your Destiny, and many more. Check out her website at carmenhara.com. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City. CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, your radio canary in the coal mine of the soul. I'm not even really sure what that means. But anyway, here I am. I'm Karen Hager. And my guest today is Dr. Carmen Hara. We're talking about soulmates and life partners. What's the difference? How do you know when you're connected with your soulmate? What does that feel like? And how do you then go forward in that relationship? Before the break, I was asking you, Carmen, if you can share the story of your own meeting with your soulmate and how that came about.
Well, I love to do that. So I was born in Transylvania in the northern part of Romania, and I was young in my 20s. I used to be a famous singer, and my father died, and at his funeral, I heard his voice telling me to look behind his grave because there is a name behind him. And behind him, there was the name of my husband, who I was supposed to meet as I was traveling to America with a singing contract. And I heard his voice telling me, that's the man you're going to meet. 3 days later, I was in America. Actually, after my father's funeral, I was on a flight to New York where I was supposed to sing. And guess what? 2 days later, I met the man who my father told me about, and I spent all my life with him till he recently died from lung cancer. But we were definitely having that kind of a karmic relationship, a real soulmate relationship in which, like, we, you know, when you look at somebody and you know exactly that's the person. And I always felt like I was guided into meeting this man by my father. He wanted me to get married. I was already in my 20s something, so he wanted me to have a good life as he was dying. He wanted me not to be alone. And right away, you know, was the coincidence of losing a father figure and bringing the man in my life in was like in a matter of days. And I married my husband right away, in weeks later, because I was so convinced in my intuitive mind and so held by the spirit of my dad that, yeah, that this is your guy. This is definitely the man you're meant to be with. And we had an amazing time together. And, you know, I am a firm believer that, you know, when it's a soulmate relationship, it's, as I said, extremely intense. Like, you love that person, even if that person has a lot to correct in his life. And no matter what, you just want to stick for the rest of your life with that person. It's just an intense, intense and powerful connection. And I learned to make the difference by simply guiding and counseling people. And I did a lot of marriage counseling for many years in my office in New York. And I saw how people people who were not a match and how hard they were trying to make it work. But they were not meant to be together. And sometimes I was just tired of listening to their stories after a year or two of trying to make them stick together. And I couldn't help but simply telling them, listen, no matter how much you are going to try, you're not going to work it out together, you know? So I was so straight to the point and putting the truth out there, so making them at least realize that was not necessary to spend their time, energy, and money and go into counseling if they're not meant to be together. So there's something that I always believe it's meant to be, and if it's not, it's not. So I think people should know, you know, when they embark on a relationship, who that person is for them, and pay more close attention to that connection that exists there, and if it is or it isn't. So, you know, I have my own way of identifying if two people, which are like forms of energy. I mean, we are forms of energy. If it's a match, you know, there is a way to say it from the beginning. And if it isn't, it's very hard. It's very hard to adjust. It's very hard to work on things, because I think that all of life comes with its joy and glory, and a relationship should come with ease, not with struggling, not with pain, not with misery. You know, I think a person coming in our lives is supposed to make us happy, to protect us, to guide us. We're supposed to grow together. We're supposed to build things. We're creating the family. I mean, there's so much responsibility. We should trust each other. And, you know, many, many women I'm talking, they have issues with trust. They have issues with betrayal. They have issues with not knowing who their partner is 5 years later or 10 years later. They have issues with realizing that they were not married to the right person 20 years later. And how sad is that, to embark on a relationship but not really knowing what are you doing to yourself when you actually get married, you know?
Right. Well, you're talking about knowing yourself and being willing to kind of see the truth about the other person. And that can be very difficult to do, though.
Yeah, but we all have that intuitive mind. We all have the guidance. We all have the signs. We all have to pay attention, you know, that a relationship is meant to make you feel secure. It's meant to make you feel protected. It's meant to make you work on your own issues. I should say that before anything else, you know, and this has been said many times, before you get married, you have to get married to your own self, as you said it, knowing you, loving you, accepting you, having confidence in your own self, so that you know who you want to bring into your life, who you want to attract into your life, you know. So I should suggest to anybody listening, before you get married, do a little bit of a homework on all your own self, on who you are and what you need to work on who you want to bring into your life, and skip the interest in, I'm going to marry him for his money, I'm marrying him for his family, I'm marrying him because he's going to support me. Forget about those things, you know. Look into who that person really is, and what is that person teaching you? What is he really bringing into your life? Try to identify, if possible, the karmic relationship that needs to play out in a relationship. So it's not that simple, but if you do a little bit of a work, like the inner work, and try to kind of, you know, go deeper into the perspective of the relationship in time, then you'll really probably avoid going for a marriage that will lead to a divorce sooner or later.
Yes. Well, now Evelyn from Arizona is on the line, and she has a question for you. Evelyn, welcome to the show.
Hi, my Evelyn.
Hello, how are you ladies today?
Oh, I'm having a great time.
Excited to talk to you.
Good, thank you. I was just wondering if you could pick up anything in particular, and I don't have a soulmate right now.
I don't think you have a soulmate for a while. I think you are looking for one. I don't know if this is true, but I have a sense of the last 5 years. I mean, let's go back into the last 5 years. I do have a feeling that there was somebody you are interesting if we go years in the past. Do you agree with me?
It's been the last 5 years, because that's when he's passed away.
Okay, so I feel like, you know, that at this point in time, You will be ready to bring someone new into your life. So I don't think you're going to be alone. So I feel like, in a way, you need to be guided to believe that that person will come into your life. I also have a feeling sometimes you're losing hopes. Do you agree with me?
Sometimes you have your own moments
when you question whether this is going to happen or not. I don't want you to doubt that. I want you to know there is a person coming into your life who's actually from a different state, who I should describe like 1 or 2 years younger than you. I do, and that's just my intuitive mind saying this is a man who's probably, definitely somebody who's been married before. I feel like he has two kids, teenagers already. I feel like this is somebody who has to come into your life, definitely. Will be a very powerful relationship. I do believe it's going to be a soulmate relationship, because I also think this is a karmic relationship coming from another time. I also feel the presence of your father sometime around you. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay, so he's also guiding you, in your case, to bring this new person in your life. The month of April, May of the next year resonates for a lot of decisions in terms of bringing this person in or deciding what you're going to do here. Listen, there is a lot of excitement in the next 10 months. So you will be in a relationship, so feel free to let me know about this new guy coming in your life.
Do you pick up anything also? I know this is in regards to relationships, but how about in the environment of work? Do you see changes? Do you see changes in that environment too, to bring me to where I would meet this person too?
I feel like at work, are you in this place at work for more than 9, 10 years? How many years you in this place or in this career?
It's over 7 years now.
Okay, so I feel like you will stay. Do you want to quit this job?
Well, the thing is, I don't make bad money, so, you know, I would...
I think you will stay for now. I think the change will probably come next year. I do have a feeling that it's possible that this man you will meet through work. There is a very strong possibility that this person who I'm describing to you is actually coming through work. But I do feel like this is someone who carries all these characteristics of being a little bit younger, was married before. This is what I get about him. I have a kind of very clear image of how he looks, who he is. And I do believe this is somebody you are meant to be with.
Wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Evelyn, thank you so much for calling the program. We're getting ready to go to break, but congratulations on making good money and finding a soulmate. I think that's pretty darn good. So thank you very much.
I love you, Evelyn.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. When we come back after the short break, we'll talk to Consetta in Toronto, and we'll have more questions for Dr. Carmen Hara. We'll be right back after this.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. We're talking about another language that everybody understands, the language of love. And my guest is Dr. Carmen Hara. You've seen her on TV and in magazines. She's all over the place. She's going to be in Washington, D.C. at Hay House's I Can Do It event in September. And Carmen, you've got a special offer going for people who are going to that event and who are coming to see you, right? Can you say what that is?
Oh, it's a great event. It's on September 9th at a Washington convention. It's organized by Hay House. And I have a 2 hours lecture on the 12 challenges. I mean, we go through so many challenges in life. But, you know, if you don't understand them, if you don't identify them, you might be stuck in one of them. Like some people are still stuck in the first challenge, which means identifying who you are when you have to remove yourself from your family and step out into the world and become the person you meant to be. And some people are still stuck in that one, even at the age of 40. And some people are stuck into their relationship challenge. Like, for instance, as we said before, you find your soulmate, but then you do have to work on that relationship because that's what a relationship is all about. And in the fact that sometimes we don't understand that a soulmate is in your life for a reason, and you have to work on those reasons, on those adversities. And sometimes a soulmate is in your life for a reason, for a season, or sometimes for a lifetime. So we have to acknowledge soulmates are not forever in our life because nothing is forever. But the more you understand their role, the better it gets. So coming back to my conference, I'm so excited to talk about all those challenges that our soul goes through in order to be able to graduate, you know, the school of life. And that's on September 9th. And also I'm going to do a book signing of my newest book, Holiness. That is kind of an idea of unity. You know, we everything in the universe moves, everything relies on everything, and we fail to acknowledge the connection we have to each other. We fail to acknowledge that we are meant to come together now to rescue the world we are living in. I mean, every single day you watch TV and you see another tragedy going on, which means we are failing, you know, to heal the world. We are not coming as one. And exactly like John Lennon said, imagine all the people living in a world of peace. And all these people who wanted to imagine a world of peace, like from Jesus to Kennedy to John Lennon and so on and so forth, they all they were killed, which means the world is still not ready for unity and healing and togetherness and oneness and harmony and living in good terms and in good relationships. So I still think that this idea in this book of My Holiness is meant to raise consciousness. Hey, let's come together. Let's embrace the world. Let's love each other. Let's stop feeling isolated. And, you know, these are the two things I'm in Washington for, and I'm pretty excited. So
yes.
I hope that people listening will come.
Wonderful. That's a great event. That is September 9th, right, in Washington, D.C. It's I Can Do It. You can get more information about that at carmenhara.com. Let's go to a call from Consetta in Toronto. She has a question for you. Hi, Consetta.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so grateful.
You're very welcome. Have you got a question?
Sure. So like the other caller, I don't have a soulmate yet, and I feel like I've really done a lot of work on myself the past couple of years, and I feel ready, but I just haven't met him yet. I'm wondering what you feel about that.
I do feel like you're about to meet somebody right now, anytime around end of the year, like right around the holidays or till February of the next year. I feel you are ready. The sense I have, you are not ready to welcome your soulmate. It's almost like you had other priorities, or you are working on yourself. And I also think that you are working on relationships with other people in your life. And I'm talking about family members. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Because I feel like you needed to solve other things in order to, as I said, do that challenge, move to the next, and the next thing that you're about to experience is the experience of being loved and creating the family you are meant to create. And I think this is all going to happen, I should say, in a frame of months from now. But it's definitely less than a year, probably closer to half a year. It can be even sooner. Now, this is relative. It also means how fast you work on making it happen. You feel it in your heart that this is going to happen. I feel like this man coming in your life, you meet him at an event. I feel like he's very charming. You'll be very happy with him. Is somebody around your age? Is somebody who's never been married? And it's almost like the two of you come together because the two of you are in a need to connect and find love. And it's just, it cannot get any better than this. I'm excited for you. I really think this is going to work very well for you. And I feel like somewhere during the summer of the next year, within a year from now, you'll be ready to even get engaged and get married to this guy. So it's going to work pretty well for you. Things will fall in place very fast. It looks like everything else in your life is settled and it's okay. And this is just happening to you, my dear friend. It's really good.
Oh,
wow,
that
sounds amazing.
Consetta, that's great. Thank you very much. I appreciate you holding. I think that was probably worth the wait.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling the program. Have a great rest of your day. Carmen, our relationships with our soulmates, are they always this intense, passionate, completely romantic, always joyful, gazing into each other's eyes? Is it supposed to be always like that all the time?
I mean, I think that when two people have that kind of a soulmate, they are vibrating, you know, at the same level. They kind of, you know, think about the same thing in the same time. You know, they are like so connected. And even if they have a lot of issues, because everybody does and every marriage has things to work on, they overcome. You know, a soulmate relationship will help you overcome adversities, problems of all kind, because you stick with each other. You cannot see your life without your partner. Even if your partner does something wrong, or even if your partner goes through a difficult time, you will be there. You know, so that's what a soulmate will do. A soulmate will never sort of leave you in the middle of the road and run away and betray you. You know, I feel that makes a difference between just being with somebody who's just some kind of a life partner, some kind of an agreement, some kind of a contract that a marriage can be at some point. So I do think that no matter what problems exist between two people that are so connected, they will be able to work on them. I probably feel that, and me in my own life, I had those issues at some point. Everybody listening, probably even you, Karen, we go through things that we need to work on. But you know what? We stick together, we make them happen, and we move on to the next phase. And the love is still there. The power of the love is only growing.
Yeah, I'm very glad to hear you say that. I get to talk to a lot of people about their personal relationships, and one of the things that I hear is that people will say it started out so well at the beginning, but now we've hit a bump, right? Now something's going wrong. Now we're facing a problem. We're going to have to figure it out together. Maybe I made a mistake because there's a problem. And my own sense is that, no, when there's something you face together, that deepens the relationship. You work through that, right? You work together on that. When something problematic comes up, doesn't mean you run away and go, oh, no, it was a terrible mistake, right?
Absolutely. But I think that if you have a true love for your partner, and if you really feel that amazing connection, you're not going to walk away from a relationship, even if you feel like there is an issue that you need to resolve. I think you will resolve it, and it's going to make you stronger. The relationship that goes through a difficult time will emerge into an even more powerful relationship if those two people acknowledge the connection they have to each other. Yes. That's why it's important to kind of always reevaluate the role that your relationship plays into your life, you know, in which way, you know, put your feelings momentarily aside, you know, put your emotion that makes you drain aside and start logically thinking about realistically what this relationship does to you. So, and also do your part, like do your conscious effort to help that relationship grow and overcome and manifest all the good in it and see past the moment. Like, okay, well, okay, we're having a bad time right now. I know we're soulmates, but it's very hard right now. But see beyond that now. See beyond that in order to see past the moment you are living right now. So the dynamic between these two people can change rapidly and quickly. So you always have to envision a relationship that you can work on. Exactly like you have a good material that you can make a great, I don't know what, out of it, you know. Or if it's a relationship where you don't have the material, you cannot take it to the next level, and then you stop somewhere and you just want to run away from it because you sense nothing will evolve. So it's all about acknowledging if this relationship is karmic, if this relationship is meant to last, if you are ready to move on. You know, you have to think a million times if really you resolve the karma in a relationship, because if it's resolved, then it simply dissolves, you know. Karmic relationships that can be soulmate relationship can end one day just because the karma is closed. I realized this. I live with my husband 27 years. One day he died. I realized the karma between me and him, as much as we had the best time together, as much as here I am years later still thinking of him and I'm alone, but I'm looking back and I'm saying the karma between us was healed and resolved, and there was a moment in time when our life went separated. So I was separated by the divine, because probably something else most likely is about to happen in my life, and he went on another dimension. And this is what the physical world is all about. We are here for a time, and as long as we identify the reason we are here, then we can certainly, you know, we can certainly feel that we fulfill our life and we understand the role we play and we understand why we are born and why at some point things are coming to an end and how to deal with the end as how to deal to a beginning. So it's just all the wisdom of life.
Do you feel, Carmen, that we, when our soulmate passes before we do, do you feel that we reconnect with them, even if karmically we have closed that chapter? Do we reconnect with them after we pass?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't even have a doubt about this. You know, I invite everybody listening to pay attention to everybody in their life that is no more physically with them, and pay attention how many times they try to send the sign or try to make themselves acknowledge that they exist, and they try to guide and they try to to help. And I think that before you go on the other side, those who you are connected will come and visit right before your passing, and you will know that it's the time to go and reunite with them. And I think we know we all belong to God. We are temporary. This world we are living in is the world of time and space, and the world that is forever, of eternity, is the world of God. And we all go to the world of God, where there's no suffering, there's no insurances to pay, there's no bank accounts, there's no hospitals, no bills, no presidents, no war. So in other words, physical world is a man-made law, and we don't, a man-made world. So we don't want to live in this man-made world only for a short period of time that is called, let's say, 100 years if you're lucky, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think we, the only thing we have in the physical world, the only bank account, is the bank account of time. So we have to check constantly our time account, how long it is, and how we distribute the concept of time, and acknowledge that we are always connected to the other world that is as alive and as beautiful, but 10 times more powerful than the world we are living in right now. And yes, we do reunite with everybody on the other side. There's no doubt in my mind.
Wonderful stuff. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back.
Out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I'm doing my special funky radio dance. It's just, you can't see it, and that's probably better for everyone. My guest is the amazing Dr. Carmen Hara. She's the author of Holiness, Decoding Your Destiny, many other books. Find out more about her and her work as an intuitive psychologist, as a relationship counselor at carmenhara.com. And Carmen, I'd love to start this segment. We've got Diane from Arizona who's waiting on the line. And Diane, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, I'm so happy to be connected with you.
Thank you. Have you got a question?
I do. I want to ask about my last relationship, which ended about a year ago. And although it was a really difficult relationship and I wanted to break up, I've had a really hard time recovering from it. And I wanted to know if you could tell me anything about our karmic connection with each other, and if there's anything about that connection that is blocking my true life partner from coming in.
I mean, all relationships are karmic. Sometimes good relationship and bad relationship and everything in between. So no relationship are an accident. So this is kind of, this relationship was kind of necessary. Even if I totally agree, when you said about my last relationship, I felt I had chills because I realized that this was actually a pretty bad one. But you have to look like what you've learned out of it and make it meaningful and try to break through. And let it go is very hard on you because you try to comprehend why it happened and why this person came into your life. And because you the pain is still there and you have a hard time breaking through, you have a hard time to bring someone else in. So the first thing that you need to do, you have to go back and see, detach from your emotions, see the real reason why this person came into your life. And try to understand the lesson behind and fully erase the imprint of this relationship from your mind, from every cell, because it got impregnated. The imprint of this negativity got into you at every cell, at every level of your being. Do you agree with me? I want you to understand how significant it is to erase those imprints. Learn the lesson, erase everything so you can feel totally healed. And I can tell that you will be healed. You will be completely healed if you do the work on it, you know, you'll be completely healed. Send me an email. I'll send you some kind of steps that will help you heal totally emotionally from this, because there's a new person coming into your life and his initial starts with an M. So I know for sure there's a person there that is so much better, and you will have fun, you'll enjoy, you'll finally laugh, you'll finally feel free, because in this relationship I think you felt manipulated, you felt used in many ways, you felt guided in the wrong direction, and that was totally unhealthy, completely unhealthy. Now the new relationship will create completely the opposite, but if you don't erase the imprint, the tendency of the subconscious mind is to make you bring someone similar into your life, and you cannot afford that. Okay, so I'm glad that you called, because I want my words to resonate and erase those things that you don't need anymore, so that you can start on the next level and you can feel free and you can feel healed, and to bring that new person in. And you also send me an email and I will send you one of my books free that's going to actually help you reconnect with your own source and get you the strength and the power back. And I tell you, this new person coming into your life is really someone you will have that fulfilling relationship you've been waiting for all your life. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good at the end. Doesn't matter what happened. Whatever happened is gone, and you have to take it completely out of your system.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, I've been dreaming about him. Even it's been almost a year, and he's still coming into my dreams, and I don't understand why. So I think that that'll be really good to
Well, the fact that things come back in the dream, it's the subconscious mind. The dream world is your subconscious mind being still activated. So the memory is still there alive. That's exactly what I'm explaining to you. We have to stop the memory. We have to erase. And that's the most difficult thing that we can do in life is actually take away those imprints that tend to stay in your subconscious mind for the rest of your life. So I think the moment you will be able consciously to erase your subconscious mind by even bringing messages back or his memories in the dream, there's nothing wrong as long as you acknowledge what was behind the fact that he came in the dream and look deeper into the impact that this man made into your life and what exactly you did learn from being with him. You understand what I mean? So it requires a lot of mental work, but I tell you, you will move on from this. You will look back and say, that was a tough lesson. I learned the lesson. I can even speak about it. I even want you to kind of think and write down what you learn out of it and even write yourself a letter of forgiving yourself for the pain, forgiving him also to detach from him. So doing this kind of a mental work, even write yourself a letter that you completely are free or letting him a letter that at the end of the day you throw it in the ocean and you put it in a box so that you have closure. Create the symbolistic of ending and closure, because the fact that it comes in dreams is obvious to me that the door is still not closed.
And speaking of closing doors, I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're out of time. Diane from Arizona, thank you so much for being on the show. Dr. Carmen Hara, thank you so much for sharing your time, your wisdom, giving so generously to the caller. You are welcome back anytime. Thank you so much.
I love you, my Karen. You are absolutely amazing. You have an energy so beautiful that I would love to be back with you. I'm so grateful, and I send you all my blessing and my love and all the light for the work that you do. You're amazing.
Thank you so much, and thank all of you for listening today. Together, we are spreading just a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.